From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. A new children's middle grade novel out now is The Epic Fail of Arturo Zamora by Pablo Cartaya. The story follows a Cuban-American teenage boy living in a fictional setting called Canal Grove, though it resembles different neighborhoods in Miami. It's summer, and Arturo must find courage to face a personal tragedy, help his family fight back a greedy developer who's threatening their restaurant, and of course, find a way to make a young girl named Carmen like him. I'm joined now by author Pablo Cartaya. Hey, great to have you, Pablo.
Hey, thanks, Luis. I'm really happy to be here.
You tackle love, loss, and gentrification? Tell me how you put all this together.
The big thing for me was tackling community, family, and failure. Those are things that, for me, growing up as a kid, were always really important. And then put this really awkward situation of love, how a young kid navigates that.
All right, so the story takes place at summertime, and Arturo is working again, as I mentioned, at the family restaurant, which I did mention is called La Cocina de la Isla. We find out very quickly that this business, this family business, is in trouble because in comes this gentleman, Wilfredo People, the developer. All right, why did you want to make this story where the developer was the villain?
It's that David versus Goliath thing. The idea of the Wilfredo People, you know, I think of like, you know, this guy who doesn't have any link to any community. He just wants to come in and he's for the profit center. He's smarmy, you know, he doesn't care. He just wants to put a building, put his name on it and just move on. And he could care less about what happens to the community afterwards in his wake.
We talked about gentrification, and Miami is just a place people want to come, which means there's going to be a lot of opportunity for development. And we have to develop if we're going to fit people here. But that also means old neighborhoods are going to get reshaped. And that could also mean traditions wiped out. I don't know. I mean,
does it have to, though?
My question. Do you think you can protect those neighborhoods knowing development, expansion, growth, that's coming?
Development is good. I mean, it's a natural evolution of a city that is growing. But maintaining the spirit of the community, I think, should always play a factor in whatever is being developed. Like, don't just build for building's sake. Don't build just to put people inside apartments.
But do you think that's happening here?
You know, when I was a teenager, I would go to Van Dyke's, you know, and listen to jazz. Like, I learned about jazz at Van Dyke's, and now it's gone. And a friend of mine told me the other day, like, nothing's being done there. And that idea of just doing it for the sake of just like, okay, I can just buy this because that's not a cheap dollar or whatever, you know, is, I think that we're losing something there.
One of the most important characters in the story is not even the protagonist. It's the abuela character. And she's the focal point of the family. And I think we could agree that the abuela in the Latino family is really the central...
She's queen.
Central point, exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, what role did your abuela play in your life?
Not big enough. And in many ways, this is a book that, you know, I say it at the first page is, you know, it's a love letter to both of my abuelos, my abuela and my abuelo. In all the iterations that it took, the story was always going to be the relationship between this boy and his grandmother, and how one has carried the mantle of the family history for all this time, and it will fall on this young kid to then take it up.
I thought what was more fascinating was a relationship he had with his abuelo, his grandfather, who had passed away, and that they were communicating with each other through letters. The abuelo had written letters to Arturo, and Arturo was writing letters back, in a sense. Where did that come from?
My grandfather used to write in this very tiny little notebook. And I was always very fascinated by this. I thought that he, you know, may have been writing to his family in Cuba, or he, you know, his family that stayed behind, and I was very curious about it. One day I took his notebook from him and realized that he had gotten newspaper articles from the day and was writing down really interesting news stories and would just write them down and just flag them as an interesting story. And he had he had three or four booklets of this, and he'd done every day. And I found that so fascinating. It was his way of just documenting history. And so when I was conceiving the idea of Abuelo making a presence, I just thought about that.
I get a sense that Arturo is a little bit autobiographical.
Insofar that I'm a Cuban American, I have a big, loud, colorful family. I loved my abuelos dearly, you know, and again, like I said, I had that awkward love thing going on throughout my teenage years. Autobiographical, no, I mean, my family never owned a restaurant. You know, we didn't all live in the same apartment building. But I think the idea of bringing a personal connection to your stories is, in many ways, what a writer brings to their work, to their creative work. So it is a work of fiction that has many elements of my own personal history and things that I've seen along the way as well.
Why write this for young people? Now, you've told me, you said it's really for, what, 10 to 90, but you tackle some big issues. Why not write it for adults? Why not write an adult novel?
Because kids are so much cooler than adults. You know, they just get things better than we do. We're like all complicated and mixed up, and we don't know what the heck is going on most of the time. You know, kids, young people, I should say, are they're the keys for us, because they're discovering the world, and they're forming themselves, and they're, you know, allowing themselves to have experiences that will shape them. And so this book, which will mostly go to young people, is a way to say, look, I trust you way more than I trust myself or any older person. I actually trust the abuelos and the kids more than I trust myself and my own like adult. And so for me, it was like a way of saying, look, this is for you to take and, you know, become a community activist, get involved in your community, you know, and go forth and fall awkwardly in love and, you know, have, you know, care about something.
The Epic Fail of Arturo Zamora by Pablo Cartaya. It is a truly lovely story, and looking forward to an epic success for you. So, Pablo, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Luis. Really appreciate it.
This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.